All right, guys, so welcome back to another episode of the Stone and Sons audio show. We are on episode 6. Today is Thursday, February 15th, 2018. So we have got 5 episodes under us now, and now we're working on our 6th. Time flies, I guess, when you're having fun. But so I've got a special guest with us here today. We'll get in just a minute to talk to him. But there's a few things I want to cover today. As always, I want to talk about the current state of the shop. What we got into like last week, what we're getting into next week, and another project that I've got coming up down the road. We also have a caller today, so we want to hear from him. So let's just get right into it, the current state of the shop. So this past week, I did a complete new shop layout. And so all of my tools are just scattered here and there, and they're just everywhere. I've got things on my outfeed table, so I'm not really using my table saw right now, so I'm using the circular saw for a lot of things. So that's a good practice. But the whole shop layout thing was just, it spurred from, and as you hear my guest in the background, but it spurred from acquiring a couple of tools here in the near future, and then also adding a workbench to my workflow. So I'm excited about that. So that's one of the projects that I've got coming up, is a traditional style workbench. That's going to be something new to me, but I'm excited about that change. But anyway, the whole shop is in just disarray. But going into next week, and this is kind of where I'm going to be cleaning up the shop, I've got a modular shop storage system that I've designed. When Jay was here helping me arrange the shop, we were talking about some different things. And so this would seem like a perfect opportunity to get some organization in the shop. So I come up with a bank of drawers, if you will, and then also there's going to be a smaller bank of drawers on top of that. But you're going to be able to build this as you need it into the spaces that you have in your shop, and then you can add as many as you want, stack one on top of the other, to larger systems, or a larger system and a smaller system. So it's going to be interchangeable, so it's kind of cool. So I'm really, really looking forward to that. I haven't even thought of the amount of drawers that I'm going to have. Let's see, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. I don't know, somewhere around right around 20 drawers. So I'm very excited about all that. So that's that. That's last week and what's coming up. Then also I've got a bunk bed build coming up. That's going to be a bunk bed for my boys' room. It's going to have a built-in desk. So I know they're excited about that. And that's going to give them a place to do some homework and stuff. I've actually, in the past, I made what I'm calling an activity table, activity center, where I've got a table where they can have these bins that slide in and out from under the table. It's got all their markers and stuff in it. 3 chairs there, a bookshelf, another little integrated shelf into the table. So it works out pretty good. They have really, really enjoyed that. But this is going to give them somewhere in their room to have some quiet time with, like, reading a book or concentrating on, homework and that kind of stuff. My oldest boy is 7. He's actually in the shop with me right now. But he's getting into reading books on his own. And so when they were a little bit younger, we would read to them and they would read to us to kind of learn how to read. But he's getting into that where he's just reading on his own and being tested on it. So he needs a place to actually concentrate on what he's reading on, and, a place to do his homework in a quiet place. So that's why I'm doing this extra desk. But I don't want to just do a desk. I want to do something fun. So we're going to do a bunk bed with a desk, put some storage in it and maybe some lights and that kind of thing. So it'll be a cool project. So, all right, let's get into my special guest here in the shop. So go ahead and tell him your name. This is my oldest son, by the way. What's your name?
JT.
JT. So JT and I have had this discussion about being on the podcast together for a little while. One day he was in the shop and he saw the microphone on my desk. And what'd you say?
What is that right there?
So he wanted to know what it was. And I told him, he was like, I want to do that. So I said, okay, we'll get you on the show. So I want to ask you a couple of questions, but first I hear you have a new job. Is that true?
Yes, sir.
What are you doing?
I'm vacuuming his, shop around here, and, my brother helps me a little bit. And
what are we vacuuming?
We're vacuuming the, shop around here.
The sawdust and everything, but we are not vacuuming up what?
Big chunks of wood.
or tools.
Right.
We don't want to vacuum up any tools. We can find them because you're using a shop vac. So JT's 7, my middle boy is 5, and so they're working on, what days are you working? What did we decide?
Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Yeah,
but
so,
today's Thursdays, but we're going to the coast tomorrow.
Yes.
That's why we're not doing it because we're packing up.
Yeah, so they are coming into the shop 2 days a week and trying to teach them a little bit about responsibility and having a job and, you know, paying them a little bit for their time and being responsible with that money. I think it's just a really good experience for them and, you know, just an overall good lesson. But, okay, so what, other than working in the shop and earning a little bit of money, what is your favorite part about being in the shop with Dad?
That we get to build stuff with you and that we get to build stuff like with wood and like other stuff.
Do you have a favorite project in mind that we've done in the past that you liked?
Yeah, we've done a birdhouse.
That was actually the first project that we did.
Yeah, it was.
Uh-huh. What else have we done that you enjoyed? Just recently, we did the drill bit holders.
Yeah, we did the drill bit holders, and I like that.
Oh, I know a project that I just thought of was the fidget spinners.
Oh, the fidget spinners was my favorite. We made a fidget spinner out of wood.
That was pretty cool, huh? Because yeah. Daddy, we got the bearings. Daddy had to order the bearings.
It looked like it couldn't spin because the thing that was attached to it in the middle looks like it was attached to the wood and that it would go like...
It was on the outside of the bearing. Remember, we glued the bearing into the hole of the part that we made out of wood. But the inside of that bearing spins. So when you push the caps in place in the center, that allows it to spin freely. And so that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, but one thing...
We still have it, but it broke.
Yeah, and why did it break? Because out of wood, you have different grain directions, and so when it fell on the floor, especially in the shop, it broke, right? But we super glued it back together. It's good as new, right?
Right.
And so it's intact right now, and you can actually use it. So anyway, so we did fidget spinners. We've done birdhouses. We did the drill bit holders. We've done several things, and so you like working with Daddy. What about your favorite tool? Do you have a favorite tool that you like to use?
A drill.
A drill? Because you can drill holes in things or what?
Yeah, like metal and like the bullet that we drill through.
Yeah, yeah. So he's used a drill. We've drilled into metal. We've drilled into wood and made several things. You get to drilled holes, and then you can actually use it to insert what? We use the impact wrench to put what in wood? Screws? Yeah. So, okay, that's cool, man. So I want to ask you one more question before we get on with the show. What do you think about... You know how JT has asked me about all of these stickers he sees in my shop, and he's like, what are all those stickers for? Are these your friends? And I'm like, yeah, these are my friends. These guys and gals do woodworking. They're on YouTube. You know, they have different things they do, and they make different things. And I told him it's an online community in woodworking. But what do you think about this, son? What do you think about having a kid's community like what Daddy does?
That will be amazing because I've been waiting for our own channel that you've been working on.
Right, right. So JT wants to start his own YouTube channel. The first video that we've yet to post, we have it recorded, is the slime, right?
Right.
And JT wants to get into vlogging and doing that kind of thing.
And how to do stuff and all about stuff. And
some how-to videos, that's cool. Yeah. I like it, man.
Like how to ride a bike without training wheels.
That's cool. You know what? That's actually a pretty good idea. You know, there's lots of kids out there.
Fisher, he knows how to ride without training wheels, but rocks with all around it, he can't really practice.
Yeah. Yeah. So cool. All right, guys. Look, this is a lot of fun for me having JT on the show, and I hope that he can come on more often. And as he works with me in the shop a little more, and is more involved with different projects, hopefully he'll be able to, you know, give his take on some things that we do and, you know, gives his spin on things. So that's interesting. So thanks, JT, for being a part of the show. Give me some on-air knuckles. All right. All right, guys. We're going to continue on with a call from Donnie Carter. Donnie Carter is in South Mississippi. He is the one that has the Green Woodworker podcast. You guys should check him out most definitely on the greenwoodworkerpodcast.com. But his question is about working full time and with woodworking and what, you know, how I've been doing as far as going full time and have I picked up any side gigs and that kind of thing. So let's take a listen from Donnie and hear his question.
Hey, Sean, this is Donnie with the Green Woodworker Podcast. Like what you're doing here, man. It's sounding good, and definitely enjoying all the inside info of what's happening. I have a question for you. I'm curious as to how things are going since you've gone full-time into the content creator field. Just curious as to, you know, have you had to pick up extra things on the side? Or is content creating holding off for you? How are classes going? Things like that. So just curious of an overall how things are happening since you've changed over.
Thank you, Donnie, for the question. I really appreciate that. So, yeah, this whole content creation and going full-time with it has been an adventure, to say the least. I guess that's something you know about. So to kind of touch on a couple of the questions that you had, any extra side gigs? No. I'm putting 100% into what I'm doing on the content creation side. And then as far as the classes go that you mentioned, and for those of you that don't know, I did a semester in the first half of 2017 where I had some homeschool students come in a couple of days a week. We would follow a curriculum and build projects, and that lasted for an entire semester. That was tremendously rewarding for me anyway, but also for the kids, I believe, because they really improved over the course of the semester. And so they enjoyed what they were doing. They had a chance to get into a wood shop since they were homeschooled. And it was just a really cool experience for both of us. And I think it was beneficial for both of us because, you know, having the teaching aspect and then also their learning about working in the wood shop. So really cool deal. But I haven't continued that just for the simple fact that it just took a lot of my time. I couldn't, you know, put 100% into content creation and the studio. So, you know, I had to make a decision. And so I just decided to lay off of that for a while to see how things go. And it has really enabled me to amp up my content. So I think I made the right move because I want to, you know, build my content up, build my business up. Long term, I want to have something to do with the iMake Studios, and you know, that's for a different story and a different time. Actually, Donnie and I talked about this on his podcast a while back, and so I mentioned it there, but I won't get into it just yet. So Donnie, if I hope that answers your question. There are a couple of things that I want to expand on beyond that, if you don't mind. And that's just a couple of things that I didn't realize or anticipate on. And that was just keeping up with everything, you know, being consistent with the website article, the weekly projects. I could most definitely go to 2 weeks, every 2 weeks with a project, but I want to try to keep up the weekly project thing, you know, try to build my audience, you know, and get to that. I don't know. There's not really a number that I want to get to because it's not about numbers really to me. I want to have an engaged audience, you know, the people who follow what I do. I want them to actually enjoy, you know, what I'm doing and you know, actually just be in the community and take part in it. So that's what's really important to me. But keeping up with everything is the main thing. So the hub of everything that I do is my website. So, you know, YouTube is great. It's great for, you know, searching for things and showing people how to do stuff and all of that, and it's a springboard to my website, just like Instagram is, or just like Facebook is. A lot of people see these different social media platforms as separate entities, you know, and they are, but to me, they all act as a springboard back to my website. And from a business standpoint, that is what is important to me, because, you know, any of those other places can quit tomorrow. And then what would happen to me? I'd be gone. So I want to have somewhere where I've got all of my stuff on one place, and that's my website. And if YouTube disappeared, if Facebook disappeared, you know, I've still got my website. But all of that other stuff is important because, you know, that's where people go watch and look for things. So especially Facebook and YouTube are really, really big in the search. So yeah, so that's what I've got. If you want to find out more about how to start into content creation or kind of get your head wrapped around it, I've got a couple of different options over on Patreon. So if you're really interested in that, you can check out my Patreon page at Stone and Sons Workshop, patreon.com, Stone and Sons Workshop. I'll leave a link down in the show notes of this audio show episode. And then there's also a couple of options there if you just want to support what we're doing. So really appreciate the question, Donnie. There are a couple of things that I want to leave with you guys, and that is the 7 proven steps to improve your time in the shop. I've got a lot of good feedback from that. That's a PDF. It's like a mini guide that I came up with. I went by, you know, on my own and actually followed it, and it helps. So if you're struggling in the shop and there's some things that you want to improve, download that PDF and, you know, find some things that you can act on. It's really a good deal. So I'll leave that down in the show notes as well. As you can hear, I've got my boy still in the shop. I wanted to go back to, and I meant to do this a few minutes ago and I forgot, but I wanted to go back to and ask you, how do you feel about Daddy being home, you know, working from the shop, like when you get home from school or, you know, through the day, you know, when you don't have school or whatever? Do you like having Daddy here?
Yeah, yes, sir, because I like when you are staying here and we get to see you and, like, do stuff with you and build stuff with you.
That's cool. Yeah, I like that, too. I really like that. What about me being here, or what's different than it used to be? You know, Daddy used to go to work every day somewhere else, and I'd come back, say, 8 or 9 hours later. You know, what do you think now?
Well, it's much cooler because you're home with us, and a few years ago back when you was working with your
the other job that I had?
The old job. Well, I didn't really like that because you had to go over there no matter what, even though there was a tornado.
And bad weather. Yeah, I got called out a lot, huh?
Yeah. I didn't like that because you stayed there for a while because of the bad weather and that stuff, because you stayed there about for 4 hours or so.
When I got called out, I had to work a while. So you had a question a few minutes ago that you wanted to ask. Do you want to ask that? Do you remember what it was?
Yes, sir.
What is it?
How did you jump into this job when you had your old job?
Okay. Now, this is, I know what you guys are thinking. I told him to ask me that. I did not tell him to ask me that. He came up with that on his own. So to answer your question, you know, Daddy built those benches and stuff in the mudroom in our house. You know, that's when I had my other job, and then I made those benches in the mudroom, and I got into that, and I recorded it and put it on YouTube, and next thing you know, I did something else and put it on YouTube, made a cutting board for Mommy and put that on YouTube, and so I got into that just in my spare time as a hobby, and that's what kind of got me into what I'm doing now. Does that answer your question?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And so you can do that as well, you know, like making slime that we talked about and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but it really interests me, like, how did you do that and how did you build that? It's, like, amazing how you build stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I can't even do that. And you're like, other adults, like, wow, he's a good woodworker. It's like,
wow. I wouldn't say that. But, yeah, it is cool that you can show other people how to do things. It's really, really cool. All right, so I really appreciate you being here, by the way, man. Give me your on-air nooks. Thank you. So, yeah, I want to give a show shout-out to Ruckus Woodshop. Josh over there at Ruckus Woodshop is a pretty cool guy. He came over to the shop, him and his dad, hung out for a little while. This guy is a graphic designer, photographer, woodworker. Find him on Instagram at Ruckus Woodshop, R-U-K-U-S, Woodshop. Look him up, show him some love, give him a follow. So, yeah, if you guys want to be a part of the show, call in like Donnie did, be sure to download the Anchor app on your phone. Hit the little button to call in. But first, you have to find me over there, Stone & Sons Workshop, or the Stone & Sons Audio Show, or Sean Stone. This is all on Anchor. Just search me up over there on Anchor on the app and favorite my station. And then hit the little red plus sign, call in, leave a voicemail, and we'll have you on the show. Workbench Con is coming up next weekend. I'm be heading out over there. So if you're going or will be in the area, tweet me up, look me up. I'd love to hang out, shake your hand, say hi, meet all you fine folks that I haven't met yet. If you want to listen to this show on a regular basis, you can find the website over at stoneandsons.net/audio. Got a smart player there. But you can also find us over on iTunes and Google Play. Be sure to subscribe so you get notifications of all new episodes. I think that's it, JT. What do you think, man?
That was pretty cool.
You want to sign us out? What, give me your best sign out. Say something clever.
That... I don't really got nothing.
He said he don't have anything. All right, guys. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you on the next show. Later.